Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Before we get to what I was going to say here, the explosives thing's cracking me up today.
Yeah.
And if I hear one more sideline reporter say to a coach, what was the message? I'm going to puke. What was the message?
What was the message, Jeff?
What was the message to your team at halftime?
Jeff, that's...
What's the message going out for the third quarter?
And what's scary is that's probably the producer
what's
saying...
What's the message?
To the reporter.
Ask a question!
Oh, no, the producer's probably saying, ask what the message was. That's hot, man. We're trending. We've done analytics on this, and our surveys have said that fans want to know what was the message at halftime.
Before we react to Dylan
Gabriel... How often were you told what to ask whenever you had to do halftime or poster?
Never.
You know what? Me too.
No, never.
Nice job, gentlemen.
Although I would discuss it with the producer before many times. I'd be like, hey, what do you think of this? And they'd be like, okay, and then we would be on the same page.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with hashing out questions. Yeah.
That's good. No. Yeah. Before we get to what Dylan said.
Except for that one time the coach spit on my shoe as he was walking.
I have one thing in particular I got to say about what Dylan said.
Did you ever hear that story?
No.
Do you want it now or should we interrupt him and let him go?
Uh-oh.
I kind of want to treat it like how, mom sits down for dinner and then you kind of wait for her to pick up her fork and knife and start eating. And
Can
you go get me more?
That's true. I forgot about that.
I think that's how we got to treat this.
Well, no. Once they pick up the fork, you're done. You can start eating. Otherwise, you say prayer and then you... Okay, but... it was one of my first games I think I ever did, Montana State. Cliff Heisel was the head coach at Montana State. Yeah. He was the head coach at Montana State going up against the great Don Reed, who wrote the book, The Art of Passing. Don Fouts was one of his students. It was a cold day and Montana State was getting beat in the trend of like the 25 years in a row, I think they got beat. And I asked Cliff Heisel a question about halftime and about getting their offense moving. And he said, yeah, we got to get that doing. I think he was wearing a cowboy hat and he had a gigantic chew in. And he goes, well, we'll get her done or something like that in the second half. And then, tooey, right on my shoe.
Nice job.
And I was like, thanks,
tobacco
coach.
Or just spit?
Oh, no, it was tobacco. It was gross. It was gross. Good thing is it was natural grass because I was doing sidelines.
Nice.
And so I was able to
wipe.
Yeah, I just wiped it in the grass. Because, if it was artificial turf, it'd be sitting
that
there.
That would
and it would be really smelly, I think.
Somebody saw Deshaun Watson in cleats out at Browns practice today.
Uh-oh. Was that on social media or is that inside source?
Both, actually.
On social media and your inside source?
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Dylan Gabriel.
Did you get a text or was it on social media?
Apparently both, Andy. Said that.
Wow, look at you. I have no idea what that means, but okay.
Well, I got a text from somebody, and then they said it was also on social media.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
So there you go. Dylan Gabriel just spoke. He said something that really stuck out to me. I'm going to mention that after we hear from Jim and Wycliffe. Jim.
Why? I know. We've had like 50 quarterbacks here. Why does anybody see anything in this dude? I mean, why? All I see is a coach. I don't see a quarterback, but I do see a coach. Tell me I'm lying.
Here's my question. Does he take care of the football, yes or no?
That's what Jim's talking about. That's where he sees a coach.
Server, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what, Jim? Andy and I have talked about this week, and it's this. our thought so far has been like, well, okay, he's competent. I'm waiting to see if he can be really good or if he's not going to be really good, you know? And because through three games, I don't think we've been given a real good indication of that.
So as a fan, and you're supposed to, you waited all winter long for this, and you get this, 3 and 5 yards. Oh, he takes care of the ball. Great. A lot of drop passes, too. I mean, yeah, drop passes and interceptions. But what?
Well, he hasn't thrown any interceptions.
I said dropped interceptions. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
As far as the coach.
Well, one was a Hail Mary. I mean.
But he liked them. Third round. Come on.
Well, the general manager is the guy who makes the picks. He liked them, too. Give him time, Jim. The kid's made three NFL starts. Made three starts.
And I feel like he still has the training wheels on. Am I alone on this?
I'm with you completely. We've had the same impression. It's like, well, he's been okay. And okay won't answer your question who your franchise quarterback is. So I think we need to see more before you can make a decision on that. The one thing he said, though, and Jim.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Jim, this goes into what you just said. He sounds like a coach when he talks.
Oh, he had the greatest coach line ever. Tell him.
He said when he was asked about, you know, you got to win and you weren't overly happy about it and didn't seem. And he said, yeah, but every story lasts about 2 days. Then you're rolling. He gets it. I mean, he understands this thing. He understands what he's doing. He clearly knows how to run a football team. Now let's see if he can go make some plays. Jim, that's what's missing, I think. You know, I get what you're talking about. We haven't seen that he has to go make any plays. But that's every story lasts about 2 days.
Makes sense. He's right. It's 100% truthful. We talk about this, the shelf life of a story. And how people get like, think about this. Let's just compare last week to this week, okay? On Friday, this town was going absolutely insane, thinking that, oh, if they lose, Kevin's going to get fired. I mean, it really was the headline of the day on Friday, right? Right, Dan? Wouldn't you say that was the headline of the day? And so now they come in and win.
And grumpy Flacco.
Grumpy
over Flacco.
Grumpy about Flacco. And then one guy that wanted to yell about the dome. And so, you know, you sit here and you're like, you're in the fire, man. You are in the passion of the moment because you love the game and you love the team and you want to root for Cleveland. I get it. That's what passion is about. That's why we're a fanatic. And it's not just, you know, not trying to run the franchise. But by Monday, when they won, all that emotion and passion and pride you may have had on Friday now turned into, hey, let me look at the rest of the schedule. I mean, I know they're out of it. I'm not stupid. But you know what? Maybe they're not. Maybe I am stupid. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's right. When he said that, Jeff, I looked at you. You looked back over at me. I was like, oh, this kid gets it. He knows the storyline is 2 days.
Yeah, absolutely. Chuck's in South Euclid. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Listen, I just want to still know why they won't take a few reps and give the Shador with the one. Suppose this guy get hurt. Then you got to scramble and try to get Shador up to speed. At least he could be getting a few of those team one reps. And you're going to let a guy get
his first career win? I mean, what were you? Do you want him to have a couple plays at the end of the game? I'm not going to argue with you. I wouldn't have killed him to do that. But I can also see the other side of the coin. I mean, let the guy have his first win. I would hope that it was the other way around, they would let Shador do it, too, the same thing.
Even in practice, Andy.
Well, I don't know. You know what? I don't know. You don't know. We're not seeing practice. And the reporters who are there every day who are our friends, they're not seeing it in practice either.
But remember,
he said it out of his mouth.
Chuck, the way it works in the NFL is the first team quarterback gets the reps because you're getting them ready to try and win a football game.
Yeah.
That's not just the Browns. That's the way it works in the NFL.
I would think that works on almost every team in the world.
Yeah. That's the way it works.
So why would everybody
getting side work? Shador.
Yeah. Well, I don't get it because when Flacco was here, this guy was getting, Gabriel was getting first team reps. So, you know. I mean, it's the same situation.
So let me ask you this. If he's the scout team quarterback and he's working the other side, right? And he's going up against our defense, our number one defense. Is that not a first team rep against the number one NFL defense?
Not really.
I disagree. I think if you're working the scout team. I know you, Randy, little thing. I think if you're a scout team guy going up against our first, you're going up against the number three defense in the NFL.
Well, it's running the first team offense. That's.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's also.
Backup quarterbacks don't do that in the NFL. And right now, the way they have it structured is Dillon Gabriel's the starter. And remember, he's a rookie. You want him to get all the first team reps he can get. And that's the way it is right now.
Hey, here's the crazy thing. I wouldn't have minded. I thought the same thing at the end of the game. I'm like, yeah, they get the same. Why don't they put Sanders out there? Let's see what he looks like.
Let's open that can of worms.
Well, I mean, there is a point to. I mean,
right now, they've decided.
They let Dillon go out there when Joe was getting blown out. Why right wouldn't they do the same for Shador? Well,
they've decided Dillon Gabriel is the guy they want to see.
But in most cases, if your team is, if it looks like it's out of hand with the last 5 minutes to go in the game, it doesn't matter if you're Tom Brady.
You've got a quarterback who is somebody, in his third game, Andy.
But you don't want to still put the backup out there. I don't know. And by the way, your backup's never going to be anything more than a backup if
Tom
you
Brady
don't give
was
the
out
opportunity.
There in blowouts week after week after week.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.